We know sports yield a lot of good benefits, such as teamwork, physical fitness, and good sportsmanship. But we don't worship sports, we worship God. So is your faith on the field, the track, or the stage with you? Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is the host of the Catholic Sports Radio podcast. He has interviewed people such as Mark Wahlberg, Mario Lopez, Mario Andretti, Lou Holtz, but he has also interviewed people like you, the guy or girl next door. His central message being, we take our faith everywhere we go. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Bruce Wozniak. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to have you here because I think your message is so important. We see all of these stars in basketball, football, hockey, and many other different types of sports. And the question becomes, where is their faith? But you have taken it upon yourself to address these issues. And I want to know, what led you to this point where you said, okay, I need to do something about this. More people need to understand that their faith is an integral part of what they are doing.
Funny enough, my spiritual director is very big on talking about you don't have to stand on the street corner and preach to everybody. He says, that's my job. And I kind of answer with all respect, you know, we are all called to lift up the Lord's name everywhere, not just in church. And because I have another podcast, a music interviews podcast, I had this background in podcasting and broadcasting. I worked in sports for years and years and years and years. And I've always only been Catholic. And I thought, what a great way to give back with my time and talent, as we always hear in church, than using the experience I have in podcasting, using the experience I have in sports, and combining it with my Catholic faith. Because it's kind of a case of where I thought to myself, and I can only speak for the Catholic Church, but certainly a lot of people, unfortunately, have fallen away from the church. And I thought it would be unfortunate if it's sports that took them to start going back. But praise God if that's what got them to go back to church. And mind you, there's, in my opinion, three different categories of people who might be moved by my ministry. One is those folks who have completely fallen away. And maybe they hear Catholic Sports Radio and say, I'm going to start going back. The other group is the people who do go every Sunday, but they just go just to check the box and say that they went. And so maybe they hear Catholic Sports Radio and they say, I really need to buckle down and actually be committed and pay attention and engage with the Mass instead of just showing up there. And the third group is the people who are already on fire for their faith and they really get additionally inspired by Catholic Sports Radio and maybe they join a ministry at their church or whatever it is. So I just saw this real opportunity because I'm very big on being bold and stepping out in faith and letting people know instead of hiding my light under a bushel.
Yeah, I love it. So what has been a reaction for you? Your show is pretty popular.
I've really been thrilled because as you know, when you launch your own show, you believe in it and you think it's a good idea, but it's the audience that will tell you if they believe in what you're doing or not. And it really touches my heart when I hear from the audience and even the guests as well. And I think, Jackie, that's been kind of one of the differences of why I get so many yeses when I do put out a request for someone to be a guest on the show is because these sports figures that I'm approaching, and mind you, I want to clarify for your audience, I'm interviewing current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, but at the same time, they're used to being asked the same predictable, typical sports questions. So when somebody wants to talk to them about their faith, they're excited and they think, well, this is different. I would like to do that. So that has meant a lot to me. And that's really been encouraging for me to continue on because I have seen the reception from the guests and the comments from the audience that tell me that I'm doing something right, that they believe in this ministry, this mix of faith and sports.
And what has been one of your most impactful interviews?
Gosh, you know, it's so tempting to point to the people that you mentioned, the big sexy names, like Mark Wahlberg, like Mario Lopez, like Lou Holtz, like Mario Andretti. And those four were wonderful conversations, and I would absolutely have any of them back again. But I do think of, as you mentioned in the intro, you know, the guy or the gal who lives right next door to you that you wouldn't recognize their name if you went down the guest list on the Catholic Sports Radio website, but you would listen to their story and you would be tremendously impacted by it. I had someone on not that long ago. She's, you know, a mom of four who is an assistant track coach at a university south of me. I'm in Tampa, Florida. And her message was so powerful. And I know that there were some tears in that one. And I've had grown men that, again, mine is an audio only podcast, but you know as well as I, you can hear the tears when you're talking to someone on the telephone. And I've had grown men that have had to stop the interview and collect themselves because they are sharing their testimony. And it does get very emotional. And I'm really blessed to be in the seat that I am and have a front row for that. And that's why my prayer is that more and more people will listen, because I always say without the audience, it's just me and the guest having a telephone conversation, essentially. So when people are pouring their heart out and sharing such great witness, I want as many people to hear that as possible. And so there was a Major League Baseball umpire, you know, he waited almost till the end of the interview. In journalism, they call that burying the lead. And I remember his name is Phil Cuzzi. And Phil really just opened up at the end of the interview and really poured out his heart. And there were tears. And, you know, I think, Jackie, that that's a great example of a lot of what my ministry points towards is here's a Major League Baseball umpire, right? Phil Cuzzi, who goes down on the field and makes some unpopular calls and gets just screamed at by the fans. And you have to realize this is one of our brothers in Christ. Instead of looking at him as you cheated my team and all the nasty names that come out of the mouths of sports fans who I get it, you know, they're rabid, they're passionate about their team, but do unto others, you know, and this is someone that you have to look at the same way as if he was sitting next to you in church on Sunday and he's just going to work. It just happens to be as a Major League Baseball umpire. And I think, Jackie, that it humanizes those people more for us when we do hear them sharing the stories that my guests are telling me. And I'm hoping that it's changing some hearts and changing some attitudes when listeners do go back out as a fan or as a coach themselves or whatever position they're in with sports.
And how has it changed you? You took this leap of faith to start this show. How has it changed you internally?
It's changed me in the sense that I really love that it forces me to go into the Word in a way that I otherwise wouldn't have done. There's a little segment that I do at the beginning of every episode called the Ministry Moment, and it's only 75 or 90 seconds long, but I try to write a little something that combines faith and sports. I always say that I'm not smart enough to do that, and that's from the Lord every week when I share that Ministry Moment. But in fact, I do really contemplate on that. I really do prepare for it. And I do go into the Bible. I do go into scripture. I do go into some of my religious books that are maybe otherwise sitting on a shelf collecting dust. And so I love that that's what that has done for me, is it has really opened my ears and my mind and my heart more to listen on Sunday. And if you understand the spirit with which I'm saying this, I'm in tune even more, but I'm also listening from the standpoint of, is this something that I can use to share with my audience so that they can benefit from a little different interpretation of the gospel?
Yeah. So tell me this. You have perhaps some teenagers who are playing sports and listening to your show. How would you tell them to bring their faith into what they are already doing?
I love this question because a lot of people do think that there's not a place to bring their faith life into their sports life. They think you go on Sunday and then you go about your week at your job, at your athletics, at whatever activities you're involved in, and then you come back to it again the following Sunday. And some of it is the obvious stuff, the low-hanging fruit, as they call it, you know, praying before the game, praying after the game. But as nice as it is when we see that on the field, when are we going to get to the point where we see players coming together on the field, on the court after a game and kneeling together and praying, and us not turn our heads to say, oh, look at that. They're all joined in prayer. That's nice. That has to become a regular thing. Mm. And if you think about it, those are all different faith denominations. No one's saying, let's get the Catholics over here to pray together. Let's get the Baptists over here to pray together. Everybody comes together as the body of Christ. And they just thank the Lord for the talents and the gifts they've been given and the opportunity to have played the game that they just did. They were probably thankful for their health, for their safety, for the support of the fans, But there's so many things that the guests are sharing that they're doing. And, you know, for the young people, as you mentioned, I've heard coaches talk about Bible studies that they will offer for their athletes, and it's not a requirement. And again, it's so nice to hear when these coaches do say these are different faith denominations that are coming together, even though the coach who is talking to me at the time is Catholic, because you do have to be Catholic to be a guest on my show. Okay. He or she is always telling me that we've got people of different faiths that play on the team, and they're coming together for the Bible study. And so there's all these different practices that are really not rocket science. Nobody's reinventing the wheel here. Now, granted, there's some people that are doing some things that are very unique. I know one young lady came on my show, and she told me that when she was playing soccer, they would do these sprints where you'd have to run to a line and then back, and then to a further line and back, and then to a even further. And she said, each time I did that, I would look to my right at the player next to me, and I would say, I'm going to offer this up for her. And so this was her sacrifice, right, that she was giving these sprints that were so challenging and so difficult to do, and they'd leave you very winded. But every time she'd come back, she'd look one more player down the line, and she kept offering these up as sacrifices for her teammates. And I think right there, Jackie, is a beautiful example.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I think the prayer before and after a game is kind of obvious. But at the same time, when you start taking it to that level, you're intentional about mixing faith and sports.
Yeah. So give us three things that people can do to start doing today to implement their faith more into their life.
Yeah, number one is the easy one. You know, pray before a game and pray after a game. And that can be silently. It could be in the locker room. It could be on the field. And then here I will go back to what my spiritual director said when you and I first started talking. It doesn't have to be, I want to make sure everybody sees that I'm doing this. No, this is time for you and the Lord to just spend quiet time and have that prayer together. Number two is I have to support that example that I just gave from the guest who talked about those sprints, because that's a time when all you're thinking about is, I just need to get through these. No. Don't think about yourself in that situation. This is going to be tough on me. I don't like doing these. I don't like that the coach out. Think of your teammates and what you can do for them. And then the third one is, this one's rather unique, but I have heard, for instance, there was a former heavyweight boxer who was on my show, and tremendously successful boxer. I believe he was undefeated. And he said that before every game, he would put a scapular in his boots. I've had other players that say, I have a rosary that I keep with me. Maybe they pray in the dugout before they go up to bat. So just some small something. I carry a small crucifix with me in my pocket every day of the week, anywhere I go, no matter what pants I'm wearing. Credit to my spiritual director for that one. But that's just kind of a reminder, you know, that the Lord is always with us and that we can go to him at any time. And so when here you are going out to the ball field, going out to the basketball court, going out to the wrestling mat, just to have something with you, just to remind yourself that you're not going into competition alone. And some people might say, yeah, it's a team sport. I don't mean your teammates, but that's a nice reminder that you can look to the Lord. And so when things start getting heated in competition, there's a timeout, you exhale and you think of Christ and his sacrifice and what he did for us, instead of thinking, I'm going to get angry. This is getting really contentious out here.
Yeah, I love it. Bruce, what is next for you?
Well, you know, I'm real big on milestones, and I did just pass my 5-year milestone of Catholic Sports Radio. Internally, I think what's next for me is trying to get some sponsors. I've been doing this every week without missing once for 5 years. And it truly is a ministry. A lot of times I'll say on the show that it's not my part-time job. It's not my full-time job. This is just something that I felt the Lord call me to do. But there are bills that go with it. So, you know, internally, what's next for me is trying to find sponsors. I just attended the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville. So what's next for me is following up with those folks. But I think, Jackie, what's next is really kind of, you know, listening closer to the audience. I'm planning to do a survey is kind of what my next big external thing is to ask the audience, you know, what am I doing that you like? What am I doing that you don't like that you wish I would stop doing? Or what do you like that I'm doing that you wish I would do more of? And is there anything that I'm not doing that you'd like me to add? Because it's so important, as you know, when you have your own show and you're counting on that audience, you don't want to get discouraged because you see that, you know, the audience size isn't what you hoped it would be, what you thought it was until you checked your stats. So I really want to hear from the audience in that way. And for that matter, you know, keep talking to people like yourself and find new ways to grow the audience so that more people can hear this message. Because, you know, there's too many times, Jackie, when, and I'm going to pick on men for a minute, where men will go to church on Sunday morning and then they come home and they turn into this completely different person who is just a raving lunatic screaming at the television. And unfortunately, some of them get physical with the people in their family. And that's so contradictory. You know, you can't go and be a devout Christian in the morning and then come home and be somebody that's just the opposite of what you just portrayed in church. So, you know, I want people to hear these messages. I want men and women who are moms and dads that give up their time to coach to remember that when they go out to the ball field on a Tuesday night, when they're taking their son or daughter to soccer practice, they're still an example that they can set for their children as it relates to faith and not only talk to them about that night's game. So these are important things that I want to accomplish to get this word out to more people. And so I'm just always looking to grow the audience.
And I love that you're going to take a survey. I think that is so important in ministry work to find out if you're actually meeting people's needs.
That's right, because a lot of times we convince ourselves that things are going well or that we're doing it right or that people are enjoying it. And sometimes, you know, especially in a medium like ours, if people are driving and listening to a show, they're not going to pull over to write an email to a show host. So if they don't like it, they're going to turn it off. And then you and I don't get that feedback. So I do want to reach out to them directly and say, okay, here you go. I'm giving you a survey. Please take some time to fill this out so that I can find out if you're enjoying it or if I'm just convincing myself that you're enjoying it.
Yeah. How can people connect with you?
I'm old fashioned. Certainly the podcast is available almost anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you just search for Catholic Sports Radio, but because I'm old fashioned, I like to send people to the website, which is catholicsportsradio.net. And then there are logos there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. So you can certainly contact me through social media, but if you go on catholicsportsradio.net, you can contact me through the website. And we even have a Facebook group, by the way, and I always encourage people to join that because there are actually some past guests in that group as well. So sometimes it's kind of a case of wanting to give feedback to the guest and say, I loved your story about X, Y, or Z, or I had a question about such and such that you discussed with Bruce. So I'm trying to make myself as available as I can because, as I said with the survey, it's so important to me, not only that I hear from the audience, but that I offer them some sense of community so that they can connect with one another.
Bruce, this has been wonderful. There are so many golden nuggets there, as I call them. But I want you to give the audience your final word. What is the one thing that they can do today that will change their life?
I really encourage people to be bold in their faith. Some of these things that you and I talked about, Jackie, they're not life-changing. But at the same time, I think it is something that some people would say, I really don't display my faith at all anywhere outside of church right now. And so I hope that because of our conversation, Jackie, that one or more people in your audience will be bold in their faith and say, I am going to start living it out a little bit more so that others can see Christ in me, which is what we're called to do.
CWS audience, you have heard him. Like I said, there were so many golden nuggets there. It is so important that if we have made that commitment to being a Christian, that we do, in fact, live boldly. That doesn't mean we have to shout it out to everybody or, as he said, be on the street telling, I'm a Christian. But it's in the little things. It is how you treat people. It is how you respond to people. It is the sacrifices that you make. Or if you have a cross in your pocket and someone says, oh, why do you carry that? It's in all those small things that big changes can actually come out of. Because you're doing them on a regular basis. And the more you are doing them, the more people that you are influencing. So I encourage you to do those things, even if it's just something really small. Start small. It doesn't have to be big. And start changing not only your life, but the other people's lives around you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and see you next time.